Audio Bible, Psalm 89. A Maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the loving devotion of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, loving devotion is built up forever. In the heavens, you establish your faithfulness. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your offspring forever and build up your throne for all generations. Selah, the heavens praise your wonders. O Lord, your faithfulness as well, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared and awesome above all who surround him. O Lord God of hosts, who is like you? O mighty Lord, your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule the raging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like a carcass. You scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, and also the earth. The earth and its fullness you founded. North and south you created. Tabor and Hermon, shout for joy at your name. Mighty is your arm, strong is your hand. Your right hand is exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving devotion and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who know the joyful sound, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. They rejoice in your name all day long, and in your righteousness they exult. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor our horn is exalted. Surely our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. You once spoke in a vision. To your godly ones you said, I have bestowed help on a warrior. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will exact tribute. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and loving devotion will be with him. And through my name, his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand upon the rivers. He will call to me, you are my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. I will indeed appoint him as my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will forever preserve my loving devotion for him, and my covenant with him will stand fast. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they violate my statutes and fail to keep my commandments, I will attend to their transgression with the rod and to their iniquity with stripes. But I will not withdraw my loving devotion from him, nor ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter the utterance of my lips. Once and for all I have sworn by my holiness. I will not lie to David. His offspring shall endure forever, and his throne before me, like the sun, like the moon, established forever, a faithful witness in the sky. Selah now, however, you have spurned and rejected him. You are enraged by your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant and sullied his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls. You have reduced his strongholds to rubble. All who pass by plunder him. He has become a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have bent the edge of his sword and have not sustained him in battle. You have ended his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. Selah, how long, O Lord? Will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath keep burning like fire? Remember the briefness of my lifespan. For what futility you have created all men. What man can live and never see death? Can he deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? Selah. Where, O Lord, is your loving devotion of old, which you faithfully swore to David? Remember, O Lord, the reproach of your servants, which I bear in my heart from so many people. How your enemies have taunted, O Lord, and have mocked every step of your anointed one. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen.